All right, let's talk about Foot Locker.
The Mall at Short Hills. The Mall at Short Hills.
The Mall at Short Hills. Excuse me. That's the formal name. I hope we didn't lose Brian Sozzi because he's going to talk about Foot Locker to us. Okay, good. Because you went, your shot went away. Okay, let's talk Foot Locker then. As you can see here, the company beating estimates. The company coming in with comparable sales up 6.9%, which is a lot better than had been estimated for the company. Gross margin at about 35.1%, which is also ahead of estimates, and the CEO pointing to strength in women's and kids' footwear. Saz, what stands out to you here?
Well, I summarized this quarter essentially in 5 seconds on my Twitter account. I pasted a photo of one of their cool New Balance shoes now on their site, alongside their stock price. I encourage everyone to check out that tweet because it sums up the quarter here from Foot Locker. But if you need more color on it, I am curious on what analysts were thinking here on modeling Foot Locker's quarter. Same-store sales up close to 7% for Foot Locker. Estimates were for a 1.3% decline. That is ridiculous. We've seen a lot of momentum in retail right now. We're seeing consumers spend what looks to be aggressive for back-to-school shopping. Sneakers are definitely on that list after perhaps many folks didn't buy sneakers for last year's back-to-school shopping season. Foot Locker is a top destination. Also, they are finally starting to gain traction in apparel, and it's something I don't think the street appreciates, and it's something that I have not appreciated historically. You don't think of Foot Locker selling a lot of apparel, but you go to their website, I mean, this is some very trend-right stuff that definitely falls into the streetwear fashion trend that continues out there in the country. And then also, too, gross margins for the company, 35.1%, estimates were 30.4%, and I think today you're just seeing the street catch up to the reality that Foot Locker, for now, is a growth company, and that growth can continue for the rest of back to school and the holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, to me, there's a couple of things that stand out right in the release. I mean, we were just talking with Jen Rogers Niffen about how, you know, in his view, there's no problem in terms of people being able to go to stores and get the product they need. Foot Locker talking about fresh and lean inventory, driving meaningfully lower levels of, and the next part, lower levels of promotional activity. So today in the Foot Locker store, they have what they want and they have it in a slim quantity, meaning that they don't have to put it on sale. So it is sort of a best of all worlds scenario there, right? If you think about the general setup for a retailer, what are your two biggest problems? Can you sell something at retail price, at MSRP, or do you have, and can you avoid having too much of that product? So right now, today, there's, you know, nothing getting in the way of Foot Locker, again, enjoying that kind of dynamic. And, you know, I hope for their sake that it keeps going that way, right? But maybe they're going to have a bunch of, shoes, Sazi, stuck on boats out in L.A. for a couple of months.
No, and I'm glad you brought that up, because if there are other journalists watching this show and they're looking for a piece to get out on Friday and want to do a trend piece, it is inventories in retail. Go throughout all the retail earnings of the past 2.5 weeks. Inventories from most of these players are down significantly. Macy's yesterday, inventories down 14.5%. And to your correct point, Miles, that is pushing up average selling prices and pushing up profit margins and helping a lot of companies really offset the inflation they are seeing in the supply chain.
Look at that, doing a public service to our peers there.
Are you too busy to write this? What do you
I can't write
on?
Every story. I have like seven I got to do. I can't do everything. Today.
As much as you try, Brian Sozzi. All right, let's talk about Deer. Speaking about inventory and speaking about hot demand, the company raising its full year outlook. As we know, crop prices have been going up, and that means that there is more demand for Deere's products. We also are seeing, we talk about the sort of replacement cycle with cars, how long people are driving around old cars. Apparently, a lot of people are driving around old farm equipment, too, so we are seeing a healthy replacement cycle. So, no, seriously. If you look at surveys, people are driving around old farm equipment. What's also interesting is that the forecast increase is coming primarily outside of the U.S. and Canada. It did not raise its outlook for U.S. and Canada, where it's still seeing a 25% gain for large agricultural equipment for the full year. It's that it looks like elsewhere around the globe is where it is seeing strength, Saz.
Yeah, John Deere, profit margins up really significantly in every single line of their business. This is the Apple of farm equipment. There's no other way to put it. There's a lot of technology now going into these machines, big, small, turf cutters, you name it. I mean, I don't think Deere gets enough credit for how much of a leadership position they are in their industry for ag tech. It's pretty impressive.
no mention of the chip shortage in here. Maybe we'll get to that on the call. I didn't see any in the release of the presentation. But, you know, if it's a tech play, then we got a chip problem, right, Saz?
Yeah. Well, we will be on the lookout for that in coming quarters, Miles.
And by the way, speaking about old farm equipment for in the long tradition of my random references, Calicoon Tractor Parade, one of my favorite events, annual events, and there are very many very old running tractors at that parade. I was told that you can drive a tractor a lot longer than you can drive a car. It's a less complicated piece of machinery, at least the old ones, the pre-computer ones. And so they last a long time.
Miles, you got to bring your electric mower there.
Yeah. Do you think I have anything? Do you think I know a single thing about a tractor?
Well, now you know a single thing about a tractor. There you go.
It takes gas.
All right, let's talk about a much more highly complicated piece of machinery, a semiconductor maker, Applied Materials, out with its numbers after the close yesterday. The numbers look good, right? Look at the beats there on the top and bottom line. And the company also gave a forecast that was above what analysts had been looking for. So what's the problem here? It might be how much of the stock has gone up this year. It's up about 50%, at least before today's session, still around 50%. The pullback today is small. It's the third best performer on the year in the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index. And the analyst commentary on AMAT was very positive this morning in reaction to these numbers. So it looks like it could potentially just be a valuation issue.